Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's your main man, Dr. Sam Crowley, live. Well, I guess two things are incorrect right out of the gate. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not live, I guess. A podcast in and of itself would be technically a recording audio device. So, anywho, it's Dr. Samuel P. Crowley, and I am excited to be back in the Everyday Saturday Nation. Let's get after it. Who are you? Who are you to be giving advice to anybody? Who are you to be making money? Who are you to be financially free, doing what you want, when you want, with who you want? That's the enemy, and the enemy is really attacking hard all over. People trying to take every day as Saturday and make it an every day as Monday type of vibe. Well, I, my friend, am not going to have that. As I have my doctorate in motivation, I'm going to be sharing with you, everybody needs to be motivated. Everybody needs to be inspired. You know, you could make one hell of a living off being a cheerleader. You know that? There was one point in time, I don't know who I was talking to. I was at an event. It's probably about 10 years ago, and somebody recognized you, which freaked me out. I've been recognized in airports. There's a guy listening right now, recognized me in the Cincinnati airport. He's from Florida. I'm from Ohio. He was passing through, saw me in bag. He goes, Sam Crowley? I'm like, oh my. And I immediately went to put my hands behind my bag. I thought I was being arrested for something I did at Penn State or, you know, something I might have blacked out and did in my 20s and don't remember. So I immediately thought, oh, well, this was a good ride. I'm getting arrested. Just got to text my wife, let her know. He's like, hey, man, I listen to your podcast. I'm a big fan. I'm like, huh, really? I had like, no idea. I'm like, wow, that's pretty incredible. I thought about it for the next day, and especially on that flight, thinking, wow, that freaked me out. It's happened a couple of times, but somebody at a live event about 10 years ago came up to me and said, wow, you're Sam Crowley. I said, wow, I am. That's a loaded statement right there, buddy. Lots of problems going on. And he's like, hey, man, seriously, I appreciate you keeping it real. You sound just like a regular dude. Now that I met you, I can tell you're just about as average a guy you'll ever find. I'm like, I appreciate that compliment, I think. But his main point was, dude, you're a cheerleader. You know what you should be? Brand yourself. You should brand yourself America's cheerleader. I thought, you know, that's not a bad idea. So I think after a while, I started calling myself America's cheerleader. But then I thought, well, the show's downloaded in over 100 countries. What if somebody in Zimbabwe or Australia gets offended? Like, no, mate, that's my bad Australia impression. And I know you guys crush me on that every time I bring it up. Because my idea of Australia is Crocodile Dundee and Outback Steakhouse. However, I've been to Australia, and I've made many friends from down under as well. Really solid people, man. Solid. And as a matter of fact, I shared a video where I talked about one of my podcasts a while back about a guy in Australia. I was trying to get weeds out from in between the cracks. We had a 200-year-old home, and in between the cracks of our cement, we got these weeds that grow in the summertime. And I saw this crazy Aussie man weed-eating the weeds in his bare feet with a weed eater, you know, gas-powered weed eater in his bare feet. He's like, look at this, mate. These weeds come right out. He had no goggles on. No shoes on. He was completely barefoot. I'm like, damn, those Aussies are crazy. So anyway, I love the Aussies. And I thought, you know, I could brand myself as America's cheerleader. Everybody needs a cheerleader, and I believe that. And I think if the only thing you ever did was inspire people and cheer them up, you could make $1 million doing that. But then the enemy comes back to battle you right back. Who are you? Who are you to be a cheerleader? But it doesn't matter. Whatever idea you choose, the enemy's going to be right there to say. And when I say the enemy, I'm always referring to the inner voice that creeps up, the little voice we always try to keep tampered down. It's like that whack-a-mole game. You know, you whack him down once, he pops up over there. You whack him down here, he pops up over there. And I'm here to tell you that until you actually get moving, that voice will always keep doubting you. And then it'll always be there, but it'll kind of be in kind of the background of saying, you know, who do you think you want? It won't be as loud because now you're creating momentum. and you're steamrolling that voice, because as long as you're in motion and you're active and you're moving forward, the enemy really doesn't have much to say. Now, of course, you fail, and failure is just simply an event that happens when things don't work out the way you plan them to work out. I mean, if we quit giving that word so much negative energy, it really wouldn't matter as much. Oh, you're a failure. Well, failure's not a noun. Failure's a verb. Oh, that was a monumental failure. Well, you know, I don't know. Was it? I mean, in order to climb up the mountain, there's this great image, this meme I shared a few years ago on my Facebook page. People think that, you know, failure is going to is at the end of your project. You know, like you're climbing the mountain, and only if you climb that mountain and then you get the result, you find out whether or not you failed, when in fact you're going to have to go through failure not just once but several times on the way up that mountain and the way, and on your journey and whatever it is that you're doing. So embrace that, man, and get used to it. As we talked about on the show this week, that don't be afraid. Don't miss out on all the highs in life because you're afraid of experiencing the lows. That's a crazy-ass way to go through life. And I'll say it again. Don't miss out on the highs because you're afraid of experiencing the lows. Don't do it. And then you think, well, who am I to be giving advice? Who am I to be training? Who am I to be selling this? I don't have any experience. Well, how do you think you get experience? You know, when you were a kid and you started driving and you got your driver's license, you didn't have any experience. You got behind the wheel of your car. Your parents said about, 10 Hail Marys and an Our Father. They hope the hell you wouldn't kill anybody in the car. And you got out there and you drove. And I'm honestly giving you my first person account of my first daughter, Madeline, who learned how to drive 2 years ago. I prayed so hard before I got in the car with that kid. I'm like, I cannot believe it. Seems like yesterday I was teaching her how to ride a bike on our home in Palmer Place here in Loveland, Ohio, in our cul-de-sac, and took the training wheels off, and she started pedaling and did face plant after face plant. But then she figured it out, and she learned how to ride a bike. I'm thinking, this kid's behind the wheel of a 6,000-pound machine that can go 100 miles an hour, and I'm in the death seat. Okay. I don't even know how do you even, that's the craziest thing. It's like, we'll do that. That's perfectly normal. You know, I had no problem doing that. But yet we won't go start a business or quit a job because we're afraid of what might happen. Let me tell you something. You ever teach a 16-year-old kid how to drive? You can do whatever it is you want to do in this lifetime. You were 16 years old at one time. Were you ever afraid? I got a little freaked out when I first learned how to drive my mom's Ford Fairmont, 1984. It was a yellow Ford Fairmont, and I wouldn't go faster than, I remember I got on the highway, I was going 45 miles an hour, and I was in the right lane, scared out of my mind, like, oh my God, 45 feels like I'm going 95. Well, it didn't take long before your humble podcaster figured out how to go 65, and I may say a little bit faster than that, but figured it out. Business is no different, life is no different, relationships are no different, success is no different, you figure it out, but unless you give that gas pedal just a little bit of a push, you're always going to kind of be going 45 miles an hour in a right-hand lane with your hazards on. Is that how you want to live your life? Driving 45 miles an hour in the right-hand lane with your hazards on? You want to be that person? You know? Like, no, you don't want to be that person. Now, you don't got to be the person going 120 in the left lane, but man, let me tell you, the person who's in a job is the person who's in the left lane with their right blinker on for 100 miles, and it's driving you absolutely crazy. Like, dude, pull over, pull over, pull over. But they don't even know. You know why? Most people are dead at the age of 25. It just takes 50 years to bury them. They're in that car with the blinker on, and they're not even turning, they're not even changing lanes. And then they finally do, and then the blinker goes off, and you just want to put your fist through the windshield, you know? That's when I see that. When I see people who are stuck in a job, they don't believe in themselves, they're driving that car, and they don't even know they're behind the wheel. Like, have you ever been driving a car? And I'm not even kidding. I'm not joking. This has happened to me before, especially when I was in the job. You ever drive someplace and, like, you know, you're driving, maybe you're on the highway, maybe you're on a country road, and you're daydreaming and your mind is so many different places, you forgot you were driving a car. Or you drove somewhere and forgot you drove there. You know what I mean? Am I the only one that's ever happened to? That means you're not present. Right? You're not even in the same zip code as where your head's at. That's a lot of people going through life. They need you. They need your expertise. They need your advice. They need your coaching. They need your consulting. They need your help. Think about when you were the most lost in life, and think about when you plowed through that. And I'm not talking about, I could not possibly care less if somebody became a millionaire. It doesn't even matter to me. I mean, that's so stupid. I think it's great. First of all, let me also go back and say, if that's you, congratulations. Please be a blessing to other people. Give to your church, build a hospital wing, send people on mission trips. Thank you. But what I'm also saying in the other content, I'm thinking of Facebook ads, man. I'm thinking of everybody that puts that crap out there. Like, I couldn't give a rat's you-know-what how much money somebody has in their bank account. I could not possibly care how much money they've made. And the only reason I know that that's the way to live life, a purpose-driven life, is I'm going to be 51 years old in a few weeks. I know what's important. The health of my children is paramount to me. My marriage is paramount to me. Your success is paramount to me, right? And at the top of all of that is my relationship with Christ. But let me tell you something, man. You know what ain't on that list? How many decimal points and commas go in front or behind of my monthly bank statement? I don't even care. Do I look at it? Of course. You do too. You got to pay the bills. Money's important. But let's put it in priority, man. If you're marketing, if you think that you're going to be a better marketer once you become successful because people will then respect you, you got it all backwards. Stop doing it. That's not what happens, man. That's the opposite. People are so sick and tired of the fake selfie from the fake resort with the fake money and the fake car and the rented Lamborghini that you're too stressed out. You can't even afford the damn thing anyway. You don't need all that. People want to know, do you have a purpose? Do you have significance? And do you have a solution? Not lifetime solution to my problem. I just need to know, can you alleviate a little bit of this pain? Can you give me what I guess would be metaphorically an Advil to get to alleviate this minor pain that I have in my life? If you can do that, I'll pay you for it because I want to pay you for it. Most people, I don't know anybody who would not gladfully, is that a word, glad? Maybe I'm thinking of the word gladly, okay? I don't know anybody. Personally, I don't know anybody who would not gladly, smiling like they ate a banana sideways, pay you to get them out of pain. They would nobody wants a free ride. Nobody that I know wants something for free. They want to pay. It makes them feel better to pay. So why are you stopping payments from coming your way because you are a little bit maybe underwhelmed by your own performance and minimizing the impact that you can have? Stop doing that. It's not just that it's hampering your success. You're robbing other people of the blessing that you have to give to them. Does that make sense? You're robbing other people of the blessing that you have to give to them. And because the inner voice in your mind is playing tricks on you, create the momentum. It'll crush the inner voice. I promise you that much. And then start putting yourself out there helping people. Who do I help, Sam? I don't have any client. Well, that's your job. All right. That's your assignment today. Go get a beta group, a group of individuals who you train or teach or coach or whatever service you is, install you is, whatever service you have, installing an air conditioner, trimming down a tree, coaching somebody, teaching them how to do computer skills, whatever it is you do, do it for free. And then right behind that, you get a testimonial. You don't got to get a test. Oh my God, Sam Crowley. Before I met him, I was blind and I couldn't hear. And then once he worked with me for 6 weeks, I got 20/20 vision and my hearing is back. It's not what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Before I worked with Sam Crowley, I had no confidence in myself. After I worked with Sam, I have an abundance of confidence. I'm creating momentum. Life is so much better. It's done a 180. That's it. And that's true. That's true. So what can you do in a beta group, not charging anybody, give away your services if you're an individual who needs that confidence and you're struggling a little bit with who would ever pay me? How can I ever build this? I get everybody. Go to launchwithsam.com. Good Lord, I'm almost 15 minutes into this and didn't even promote my own calendar for coaching. I'm such a terrible marketer. Go to launchwithsam.com and book your free call with me. And I want to talk to you about how you can launch this thing right now without having any experience, without having any knowledge. Look, the best clients I work with are the ones that don't have the knowledge because then they're not a know-it-all. The worst clients are, well, Sam, I've got a combination of ClickFunnels, LeadPages, Entreport, and Fusionsoft. I like my autoresponders integrated with a 7-email sequence. I'm like, dude, we can't work together. We just can't. The best clients come to me and say, Sam, I know nothing. I'm coachable, trainable. I want to learn right now, and I want to be inspired, motivated, and empowered to get after this thing. I just want a track to run on. I want you to help me. Where do I sign up? That's the best client. You'll get those exact same people. Once you understand you're not here to solve world hunger, it doesn't matter. You're not here to solve everybody's life problems. You're here to get them from point A to point B, and you can do it for free. off the bat, that'll get you 5 to 10 testimonials in the next 30 days if you just get started. All right? Are we synced up? I'm feeling synced up right now. I'm feeling very synced up with you. All right, get after it. Be back tomorrow. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.